Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 704. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Shampoo from London. The song is called Girl Power, and it's the title track of the band's second album that came out in 1995, though I picked that up on the compilation Complete Shampoo that came out June of this year on Cherry Red Records. Last week, we listened to the first album and enjoyed the fact that it included all sorts of singles and B-sides from the band's early indie days. The B-sides on this one are mostly weird dance remixes. Major label sort of fodder there, but the album is good and that song there has a nice little kick to it, doesn't it? Anyway, let's continue on here. I got lots of music today. We're going to go with one from Keddie's Resort. This one's called Death From Above.
But you don't hear me though, and I fast dreams.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Wildlife from New York with the song Fast Dreams. That's the A-side of a new 7-inch that just came out June 21st on Wicked Cool. The band's been mixing power pop and punk rock for a long time. That one's a little more on the power pop side. The B-side, which is a Tom Petty cover, definitely more power pop. And then before that, another 7-inch, Keddie's Resort with the song Death From Above. That's on the new Drunk Dial number 13 that the label just released July 15th. That Portland band there gives us two originals and two covers, all of them recorded blind drunk. Both those 7-inches are fun, and that's all a 7-inch should be. Let's continue on here. I got one from the Zatopex. The song is called Ghosts in the System.
Empires rise, empires fall. Here in East Berlin, mate, we've seen it all. From the Kaiser.
set for you punk rockers there, ending with Lambrini Girls from Brighton in the UK. The song is called God's Country, and it's the A-side of a two-song 7-inch that came out April 23rd on City Slang Record. Just very fiery, feminist, political punk rock on tour right now with Amel and the Sniffers, and that makes a lot of sense. Before that, we heard from Class with the song First to Finish Last. That's on Order of the Dirty Plates number 2, another 7-inch. This one came out July 15th on Total Punk, that band based out of Tucson, Arizona, and I love everything Class does. And then we started there with Zatopex with the song Ghosts in the System. That one features Vic from the Slackers. It's from the album Loitering and Sauntering, which came out July 5th of this year on Stardom Records. That London-based band just making excellent punk rock there. Very hooky, very fun. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. More music for you here. This is Lightheaded with Still Sitting Sunday.
I'm
dip into some indie pop for you. Ending there with Personal Trainer from Amsterdam and the song Round. That's on the band's new album, Still Willing, that came out August 2nd on Bella Union. An excellent little indie pop record with some indie rock highlights as well. Before that, Lightheaded with the song Still Sitting Sunday. That's on Combustible Gems, which is an 8-song album that came out May 17th on Slumberland. That band based out of Long Branch, New Jersey. A very young band, still trying to figure things out. That song there's pretty darn good, and the album has some nice moments as well. Anyway, I guess I should wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 407, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or X at Sid Much Rock or Too Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we got lots of good options coming up. Childish Gambino is at T-Mobile Center on the 12th. Fuera del Sector is at Howdy that night. Or Gaidon Bear is playing an early replay matinee for you indie poppers. On the 14th, Smashing Pumpkins is at Starlight. 16th, Jason Isbell at Azura. Hawthorne Heights and a bunch of other emo bands are playing the Uptown on the 16th. On the 18th, Double Drag is at Farewell. 20th, Green Day is at Azura. Or Moon 17 is at Minibar. On the 21st, April Mist has a show at Farewell. Or Bellhead is playing at Minibar. 23rd, Eggs on Mars is playing Velo Garage. Thought Crime is playing at Howdy on the 24th. Or Roseline is playing an early matinee at the replay. On the 25th, a matinee release show from Vertigo Waves at Record Bar. Dogstar playing the Uptown on the 28th. Foil at Studio Skate on the 29th. And the 30th, you got your choice of Max Sabbath at the Granada, Rixie at Farewell, or Daniel Gum at Greenwood Hall, or Medicine Lodge at Arts on Broadway. A couple venues there that don't do a lot of shows. Ending out the month, Glass Animals, the 31st at Azura. Looking at the concert calendar, we got a ton of new things out there. I wasn't able to record a podcast for a few weeks due to some website problems, but I kept going to shows, taking photos, taking video, writing about them, and I can share those with you. So you can find things out there from the Shiner RX Ghost Lafayette show, from the Amel and the Sniffers Lambrini Girls show, from the D-Fibs River City Rejects Second Chance show, from the Mates of State and Al Meany show, from the Diva Bleach and Deco Auto show. From the Tomb Mold, Horrendous, and April Miss show, even the Terry Quinn Golden Sun show, and the Baseball Project show. The Road Diver, Tim Trix, and Juliet Frost show was also there after we recorded the last live podcast. So there you go. And we've got time for one more. And like I often do, I think I can cram one in from the Mountain Goats. I'm going to play Horseradish Hill. That's from the band's 2000 album, The Corner's Gambit. That is long out of print and very expensive until June of this year when Merge Records repressed that one. Now you can pick it up for slightly less than an arm and a leg. It was the band's 5th album, the one right before All Hell West Texas, and it's kind of a lo-fi period, but starting to ramp up into his most beautiful, wonderful period. So we're going to end things here. The song is called Horseradish Road. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
The way that everybody's voice comes out muffled when they speak, the way we take our diminishing inventories month to month, week to week, the Maria Callas records on the stereo all the time, you're gonna get yours and I'm gonna get mine. Cause in this car, somebody's bound to get burned. I know, cause I've been watching the road turn. The Enigma variations on the radio, the things that I could guess at, the things that I already know, and the $12,000 that turned up in your purse. You've done something awful, I've done something worse, and in this car, somebody's bound to get burned. I know, 'cause I've been watching the road turn.